A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're recording, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome to Girl What You Watching.
Yes, where we spill the tea on what we're currently watching on TV. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we have both watched The Traitors. Binged it all yesterday.
Yes. Okay, I am only at the end of episode 3. Oh. I have not made it to episode 4 yet.
Okay, fuck. I gotta remember what the hell. So.
Yeah, that's okay. You could just tell me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
So everybody's been talking about it. I have not watched season 1 at all. So
no,
just dove right in. But yeah, I watched one yesterday and I was like, all right, maybe. And then I just was sitting casually on the couch just doing stuff on my laptop and just kept it running. And then before you know it, I watched all of them.
And you just let,
just let it run by the end. I was like standing up by the TV like,
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk Traitors, and then I'll give you a little update on Married at First Sight and what the hell is going on over there.
Yikes.
Yikes is right.
Oh god. Yeah. Oh no. Oh god. Well, I've only been watching Housewives extracurricularly. Oh. So I watched yesterday Beverly Hills from last week, and then Salt Lake City, the reunion part 3. Came on yesterday.
I've been seeing clips. The whole is it Heather, Monica?
No. Yes,
Heather. She's the one with the black eye, right?
The black eye. Oh my god!
How did they not have footage? I don't understand. They just have the after footage, and even that was like a reach.
They do. Yeah, and even that was grainy.
That was grainy as hell. Why don't they have footage of this? Mm-hmm. And why doesn't she have knowledge of this? Of what happened?
That's the thing. She's still, to this day, not telling the whole
she's
story.
She's not.
That's wild.
She's just saying she's blackout drunk. That's why she doesn't remember anything.
I guess.
That was one thing I saw, or read, maybe. She said that she was blackout. So she woke up the next morning. She didn't really remember what happened.
Yeah.
How do you get knocked in the eye to the point where
this is what
shut
I'm saying.
And you don't remember who punched you or what happened? That don't make no sense.
And you do remember who punched you. You're too afraid to say anything. And you just say that you were drunk and that's what happens.
No.
Didn't you have like 10 people at your bachelorette party? Ain't nobody whooped nobody's ass in the middle of the night.
Like,
what? I don't understand.
I don't understand either. Bizarre.
But it's just Housewives, you know, they've all seen each other's vaginas and titties. I have, you know, that's it's like a whole other level of friendship.
Totally. Exactly. Oh my god, what a mess. Nice. All right, we'll talk about some fun things today. Okay, before we dive into the recap, we've got to talk Oscar nominations.
And you, Natasha, can predict a lot of things. Natasha, she's low-key a magic eight ball. Low-key.
My god, these Oscar noms, everybody's talking about this Barbie quote-unquote upset.
Girl,
honestly, the more I think of, as I was reading through and just like prepping and reading for Oscar nomination whatever, and all these like articles about the snubs, the Oscar snubs, and of course Barbie's the first one.
Yeah.
The more I think about Barbie, the more disappointed I am, and the more passionate I am about not liking that movie. I'm more and more exhausted about just the narrative that it needed to win all of these things.
Yeah. And Oscars
and all of this, that, and the third. Yeah. And I'm just forever reminded by how this feminist telling of Barbie was a gender studies 101 introductory class.
Syllabus.
Right. That was starring Ryan Gosling. So we will get into it because I'm now back up on my high horse and I'm passionate again.
Ugh. Fantastic.
And then you had something else from TikTok that you wanted to share with me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, a white gay couple stole a black baby and put it up on the internet. Oh, so I'll tell you about that.
Oh, God. Do you? Mm-hmm. Must you?
Yeah. I have to. If I know, you must know.
Spread the joy. Here we are. God. Well, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show hot takes on how much I can't stand Barbie and these crazy white people stealing babies, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. On Patreon, you can also watch us on video, or you can join us for our current rewatch of Insecure Season 1. Try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial, and shout out to the Rose Garden.
Love you
guys. Love you. Now, spoiler alert, if you want to watch this, The Traitors, you don't want to be spoiled, you should probably speed ahead.
Yes, absolutely speed ahead. I'm writing down this timestamp right now.
Yeah, we're going to talk through the show. And so maybe speed ahead to my Married at First Sight deep dive. So how I wrote my notes, I have initial thoughts. I have basically just thoughts on each of the contestants. And
oh, wow. Okay.
Like, kind of like as we do that, we'll talk about what happens in the show as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
So, initial thoughts. I find the show very compelling. I think the casting is great.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know everyone, but I know a good chunk of them. And if I don't know them, like I didn't watch Survivor, there's a bunch of Survivor people. You feel like you get to know them pretty quickly. So that I like. Barrier to entry is like pretty low if you don't watch all of these shows.
Agreed.
You know? That was my first thing. I was like, am I gonna know everybody? Like shows where they do like all-star casts like this, I'm always kind of like, because I don't watch, you know, XYZ show. But that was cool, getting to know everyone really quickly. And then the game itself is basically childhood mafia. Remember Mafia used to play as a kid?
I do not remember playing it ever. But it feels like Clue. It feels like, you know.
Yep, it's the same thing. I like totally forgot about Mafia. I was looking on the Wikipedia and they literally said the show premise is akin to Mafia. Went to read the Mafia page and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that game. Yes. Where you don't remember, you must have played this where you're like in a room, everyone's sitting in a circle. Someone is the mafia and then the other people are like bystanders or something. And then you turn the lights back on. And then when the lights back on, somebody's been killed. And then you have something like that. Whoa. It's like 28 years ago.
Yeah, I was about to say, you left someone from aftercare. Aftercare on a rainy day? That's what we were doing.
Rainy day. Mafia. Yep.
Okay, got
mafia, it. Exactly. So yeah, the game itself is like pretty interesting. It's like, you know, adult mafia. It's in Scotland, really cool. I think it's filmed very like cinematically, which is also cool. A lot of B-roll.
So much B-roll, so much dramatic, original music.
And I love how bad they are at this game. They're not playing well at all.
Why they are all gathering around the bosom of Larsa Pippen is me.
How? She is just wheeling and dealing in this house. What? Oh my God. So, yeah, those are some of my thoughts. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts, I actually really did not get into the show until the third episode. The first two episodes, I was really looking at it like, why do people like this? I'm very confused on why people like this. To me, what it feels like is a 2005 Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It feels very Fox, right?
It did take the first episode. I was not sold. I almost turned it off after the first, but I just kept letting it run. And by, by two, by three, I was like, okay, I'm in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to figure, it's very, in that way, nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Like the way they film it, the way it's shot with the table, with them all sitting around and doing the voting and yelling. It's like very old school reality TV. So I think that people appreciate. People wanted that back.
Yeah. True. Also, and you're seeing some nostalgic faces too.
Yeah.
Like people haven't been on TV in a while, or I guess they're all kind of always on TV, but yeah, they're just older. CT's like 48, you know. So it definitely does feel like old school nostalgic.
Yeah, Trishelle is
Trishelle. Yeah. Like,
oh my god. What I also think and what I love about the show is that none of these people did their research. How do these people not know who Sandra is? That's crazy. I would be petrified of Sandra if I was on this cast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not only Sandra, why the fuck you would ever let Phaedra get past night one is beyond me.
I know.
That shit is beyond me. Bruh.
Phaedra is playing a good little game, though.
Stone cold killer, okay?
She really is, yeah.
Always has been.
She can lie.
She can lie. She can lie like a rug. Oh my god. And there's money. She'll lie for fun. Now there's money for sure.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, please. Oh my god. So I love that fact. It's that I don't know exactly if they're dumb or if they are just so narcissistic they haven't watched each other's shows before they got there.
Yeah. I don't know
how each other would play a game, because how Phaedra's playing this game is exactly how I would expect her to. She's not giving any surprises at all.
Yeah. I don't know how familiar they are with, I mean, even in the first day, you could see some of them being like, who's that? You know, trying to learn each other. And
like, what, like Johnny Bananas? Who's that?
Yeah.
Huh? You don't know who Johnny Bananas is?
I know. If I'm, particularly if I'm a non, if I'm like a Phaedra, any of the Housewives, which is a reality show that does not involve a competition, right?
Right.
And I'm about to go on this competition show that, as I saw from season one, was filled with people from Big Brother, Survivor. Yes. Like, these people play games and compete and lie, cheat, and steal for a living. I'm gonna do my research and know who the fuck everybody is. Yeah.
So those are my thoughts. I'm hooked now, though. I'm in it now.
Yeah, I'm in now. I'm definitely in.
Oh, last thought. That I texted Daniela this actually as well. Not only do I think that Phaedra fucks CT, I think she has fucked every man on this cast. She is a black widow. Always has been.
On the low.
On
and
the
this,
low.
Ooh, this wig. I oh love this wig.
It
this
looks
wig
like it's
is
$400,000.
Dollars. So nice. Oh my god. It's so nice. It's cut beautifully.
Yes.
With the bangs and the little kind of like layered.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Nice. Oh, it's one of the best wigs I've seen. The color, the little chestnut brown color. It's long. Oh, it's gorgeous. She's eating up every confessional. I'm just like gagging over this fucking wig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her clothes in the confessional are great too.
So speaking of Phaedra, she's one of the traitors, which I thought was a great move. I think she's great in confessionals.
Yes.
Thank you, production. Because the traitors, you see them the most in the show, and they give the most like confessionals. And so I really miss Phaedra like on TV. Married to Medicine, I'm not watching. And then Girls Trip. She was on a Girls Trip, right?
She was on season two. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't seen Phaedra in a very long time. So I'm living. So yeah, she's a traitor. Great choice. Dan, he's from Big Brother. He was also chosen as traitor. And then together they recruit Parvati.
Parvati.
She's along with Sandra, which we'll get to Sandra, Parvati's also a big deal in Survivor World. So her Wikipedia page was like, I was like, what the fuck? Her Wikipedia page is like, I'm scrolling through. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So yeah. She won $1 million prize. I think she was like the first person to win like $1 million prize on Survivor. Mm-hmm. And then she was runner up in the season with Sandra, where Sandra mm-hmm. beat her. And mm-hmm. then she's been on two other seasons. She
girl,
is the
please. What?
This is her light. This is her. This oh is like bananas God. With yeah. the challenge. This yeah. is that in Survivor, which I'm not in Survivor world at all. So I didn't realize yeah. that people are like can make careers out of this. But she's the she has the second longest Survivor career. She's been
what?
She's been on Survivor 149 days over the course of four seasons. She's
oh
been
my
like
God.
On these fucking islands, butt naked, trying to eat like.
Grasshoppers.
Whatever they do.
You know what's confusing to me is that the prize for Survivor is so large.
Mm-hmm. It's like $1 million, right?
It's $1 million. I would mm-hmm. never think that someone would do that twice.
Four or five times. This chick has done it four or five times. Sandra, too. Sandra, she's done it about three, four times. Yeah.
Sandra, too. Yeah. And now you want traitors? On Peacock?
Now you want traitors. Oh, this is girl. Their life, and this is literally their career, like competition reality shows. Isn't that wild?
So that is wild, because the first thing I would get is an investor trying to flip this shit around to $2 million.
So on my own, going on these damn shows, jumping off of fucking
bridges,
cliffs, and
voting off Johnny Bananas. What the fuck do I look like? I'm a millionaire.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's wild. Like, you really got to work for that money. That's all. That's
yeah, yeah.
You know, they drop him in the middle of nowhere. So those are the traitors, and then we have the faithfuls. Mm-hmm. So Johnny Bananas, thank God, murdered episode one.
Thank God.
So happy for that. I did not want to hear his voice.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to win. He would win this. So I was like, please, just get him out mm-hmm. of here. I'm so mm-hmm. happy they did.
Oh my gosh. He's lost two competition reality shows in the past 365
yes.
days.
Yes. Yeah. He nice. Only can run the challenge because yeah. he runs that shit. He literally yeah. is like the mafioso of fucking challenge. But go anywhere else and they're like, nah, you're not doing this. So that's Johnny. Mm-hmm. Peppermint from Drag Race. Poor Peppermint. Fucking Trishelle and her lies.
I know. Trishelle and her lies. I knew this was going to happen, though, because Peppermint is a fast talker. She loves friends.
Yeah, she talked too much.
Oh, she talked way too much.
She was like, girl, trying to win Miss Congeniality. Girl, you need fully. To be quiet. Lay low.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
my God. So she got not murdered by the traitors, but she got banished.
She got
like,
voted off.
Out. Voted
worse.
Off. God. I think she put her foot in her mouth. She like said, I'm a traitor or something.
Yeah.
And Trishelle was mm-hmm. like, what? And you can't take anything as a joke here. So that was mm-hmm. that. Speaking of Trishelle, we have Trishelle. Haven't seen her in a while as well. Mm-hmm. Looks mm-hmm. a little dusty. Her eyeshadow always looks crazy.
Her eyeshadow always looks insane and
insane.
So purposeful.
Very.
It's
like
so
purposely
bright.
Magenta.
Yeah.
Purposely sky blue. Why?
It's so pigmented. Like, why did
so
you?
So pigmented. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wild. And she is just a paranoid mess, just like framing everyone every 2 days. She has a new person who's the traitor. Like,
she does. Yeah.
Oh my God. CT looking like a full father of a middle schooler.
He does.
Oh,
he does
my God.
Look like he's our baby daddy. He does.
He really does. Looks like three kids eat in.
Yep. On his paycheck.
On his paycheck. Right.
Yep.
I will still always love CT, just like till the end of time. He's one of my favorite people
always
ever
and forever.
On TV.
Absolutely.
Always and forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan.
Why Marcus Jordan is allowed to compete for money is wild
nuts.
To me.
Absolutely nuts.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I would have loved, I might spoil you. I don't remember.
Okay, no, tell me. It's fine.
So Marcus gets
murdered.
Murdered. You see that? Mm-hmm. He gets murdered, which I thought was very smart. He was clearly very influential. People listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to figure that shit out in like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. He seemed like mm-hmm. he was very good at reading people.
Mm-hmm.
Larsa has been banished.
I saw.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which came about because Parvati,
mm-hmm.
Parvati, right? Parvati starts mm-hmm. this whole housewives,
yes,
like not even rumor, like theory, no. I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Larsa apparently was like the queen bee of the housewives group. And
I would say the most talkative of the housewives group.
Yeah. Most talkative. And yeah, they banish her. Mm-hmm. Would have been cool to see them. It would have been cool to see the couple, like how a couple would fare in this game
mm-hmm.
a bit longer. Mm-hmm. We didn't see it because mm-hmm. they both are gone now. But I thought that was like an interesting touch. At first I was like, what? That's not fair. But, you know, we won't know. We won't know what the hell that was going to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, like Tamra. No, not even Tamra. Sheree needs $250,000. You know what I'm saying?
Sheree got to finish Chateau Sheree, okay? It's still a wing. Yes. That still needs to be built.
That basement is unfinished.
Unfinished.
Has all those children in Florida and that wife, I think. Like, Trishelle, Janelle. These people need mm-hmm. this money. Marcus Jordan and OnlyFans queen Larsa Pippen. Y'all don't need that fucking money. Get out of here.
Y'all don't need this money. It's just pure attention. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, mm-hmm. the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
We have Max from Dancing with the Stars,
mm-hmm.
who was banished after his like bestie in the fucking house, Deontay Wilder, who's heavyweight champion, put his name in the ring. And then I missed this. Deontay left.
Yeah, he voted himself out. He was like, this is too much. He was so emotional about everyone.
He was so emotional.
Leaving. He was really emotional about Peppermint leaving.
He was very distressed about Peppermint because he felt like it was group mentality and he jumped on with the group mentality and then they were wrong.
Yep.
But then the next episode, he puts up Max.
He was the lead. And that's why he left. He was like, this game is doing crazy to me. Like, I gotta go.
He bowed out so quick. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I missed it. I didn't even see when he left. So that happened. Let's see.
I can't believe you missed that, because Phaedra was like,
I saw Phaedra was like, him. Yes, girl, wiping his tears.
Girl. I was like, Phaedra is a murderer.
I
was like, oh
my God. That's cool. When you see Phaedra kind of like going around the house and you have no yes. idea.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Okay. Ekansu. Ekansu is from Love Island.
Yep.
Who I saw her season. I saw a few episodes of her season because I think I was visiting Dorian in Geneva in Vegas.
So I remember
the. I mean, you can't forget the name Ekansu.
Uh-huh,
But she was cute, but mm-hmm. also just she had to go. Did you see what happened with her?
I saw what happened to her. Okay. That was insane. The challenges
murdered
on these guys,
in plain sight. Yeah.
I mean, the camp of it all. That funeral procession, that was the so funeral. Insane.
Oh my God. And what made it even more, where I was like, I can see you gotta go. You're not made for this. She was murdered in plain sight
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. Parvati gave her the chalice to drink out of, and you know, the chalice had some poison, yada yada, she didn't know. The fact that the next morning Ekansu couldn't remember who gave her anything. Like,
yes.
Literally, it was like someone's been murdered last night. They drank some poison that somebody gave to them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone could remember at least what they drank or who or whatnot. She fully didn't even mention Parvati giving her the
mm-mm.
wine.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, you gotta go. You're not made for
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Time to roll out. Yeah. We have John Burko, former member of parliament.
But you know what? Can't you see Anthony Scaramucci doing Traitor season 3?
I mean, I think a politician is a great touch because they are, even his confessional, he was like, we are the ultimate liars, cheaters, scammers. Like, scammers. Obviously, I'm here. Yeah.
Yep.
So he's here. Someone named Bergie, some little white boy from Love Island, USA.
Yeah.
No, very unassuming. Mm-hmm. Sandra, as we mentioned mm-hmm. from Survivor, Sandra has been on 6 seasons of Survivor.
Sandra.
This is her career. This is her purpose.
Yeah.
6 seasons. She's also a big fucking deal because she won mm-hmm. the first 2 seasons she appeared on. Just boom, mm-hmm. boom, one, mm-hmm. one. Like,
mm.
And she was the first 2-time winner of Survivor history. So mm-hmm. that's wild.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I want to see more of her because I feel like she's
the ultimate the game player. Crazy. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We're not really
the
seeing
last
her.
Episode I watched, I was like, Sandra. Oh, Sandra playing the game.
She playing the game. We don't know what she's doing yet, but she's about to win this whole thing somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
mm-hmm. MJ from Shaw's is there. I love MJ. She is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I love the funeral, during the funeral game where she like refused to give her age, her birth year.
Oh yeah. She was like, my husband don't know, my kids
my
don't know, my
know
doctor don't know. Ain't nobody know how old I am. The fuck?
So funny. Kevin from Bling Empire is there. He is.
Oh my God.
So simple. He's simple minded.
Yeah, he is. He is. Right. He just is taking life one day at a time. Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Some girl named Janelle with huge lips and fillers and all kinds of shit in her face.
Yeah,
she's from Big Brother.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Has never won, to my knowledge, but has been on
Janelle
4 seasons. So
what?
Oh my God! So a career contestant, but not a winner, which is an odd life choice. and then Peter from The Bachelor, Pilot Pete.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really seen much yet.
No,
what kind of game he's playing yet, but he's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's great. I think mm-hmm. We end season 4 or episode 4. Where, I don't know if you've seen this yet. Phaedra's like scolding Parvati.
See, and this is where I knew Parvati has never watched Housewives.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
This is typical Phaedra behavior. She used to do this to Kenya all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time. Portia, all the time. Mm-hmm. Cynthia, all the mm-hmm. time. Just belittling people. All the time mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. scolding them like they're little kids. She mm-hmm. does this. She's to her husband. Yeah. She does this.
Yeah. Oh my God, Apollo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Parvati is not, yeah, she didn't know. She chose the wrong one. Yep. But also, I don't understand, the three of you are traitors. This is your alliance, essentially. Mm-hmm. Why already are you trying to turn? I mean, I get it, at the end, there's only one winner or whatever the hell. Yeah. So maybe by episode 8, 9, you start doing some wheels and deals and you try to get Phaedra out. We're in episode 4 and you're putting out this Real Housewives theory. Of course she's going to be fucking pissed because you're putting a spotlight on her. Why would you do that? Very disappointing. And then, yeah, the fact that Dan is flying under the radar is kind of crazy
to me.
That
is crazy. Yeah.
He's playing a really good game.
But he's always suggested. He's been suggested twice now.
He has been. Yeah.
And he's just skated under the radar because there's other men who are more outspoken or who do inappropriate things at inappropriate times or whatever.
Or just like kind of like Max. Yeah. CT's kind of like outwardly alpha. So like you would think him first and foremost. Kevin is so just like simple and dumb that you could also think it could be him. But Dan is so like middle of the road. Him and that other white boy from Love Island, they kind of just like don't ever get mentioned. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. You have anything else?
No, I think that was it. Episode 4 is out. Episode 5 comes out tomorrow, I think.
I have a little, a spoiler alert. Spoiler for those. There's supposed to be another traitor, right? There's four.
I think there should be four traitors. Yeah. That's what, also why Parvati shouldn't be playing that kind of game with Phaedra, because she could bring in Tamra.
Somebody else.
And kill Parvati.
Or, spoiler alert, what I saw on Wikipedia, apparently Kate from Below Deck is supposed to be joining.
Okay.
She's in the cast list. Her name says TBA. Yeah. To be announced.
Yeah.
So in my head, my theory is maybe she joins as like a new secret traitor that comes in or something like that. I don't really know. But yeah, I watch, you know, Below Deck Med. I don't really watch Below Deck, the regular one, so I don't really know her too well. But
no, I only know her from 1.5 episodes of Winter House that I watched.
Oh, she's on Winter House?
Yeah, wasn't she fucking Tom Schiaparelli?
Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
Kate, really? Oh, wow.
Wasn't she messing with him?
She's like a bit older. That'd be weird if she was in Winter House.
Was it? Maybe. Her? Maybe it's not her.
Actually, she's 41, and Tom and them, they're all Tom's in their 40s 40. Now, so they're actually not that old. So you're right. She might have been. Dang. Yeah, so her. I don't know. I just saw her on the Wikipedia page, so I don't know if she's coming or not. But yeah, let us know what you guys think of traitors.
Yes.
No traitors. Any theories you have? At some point, I probably will go back and watch season one because I'm into it. I'm definitely into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you quickly what's going on in Married at First Sight?
Please tell me, girl. What the hell?
Oh, my God. So they got Dr. Pia doing their dirty work this season. Trying to clean up shop. And her advice has been terrible. Might I say harmful?
No. See, Okay. I already have a question. Do you think this is why Dr. Viv left when she did?
Maybe. When did she leave? That's a great question.
Right?
When did Dr. Viv leave? Yeah.
She left one season after Chris and Paige.
Okay. I don't remember what that was, but she probably had enough.
Yeah.
Or saw where this was going.
Yeah. I think she saw where it was going. She was like, this is discrediting my hard work and degree. I have a doctor in front of my fucking name, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know for sure, but when I watched the show, I could feel as if Pastor Cal and Dr. Pepper are like EPs at this point.
Yes. So invested.
So invested in the show. And then Dr. Pia is not on EP level yet. So they're just putting her on camera to do the therapy sessions. Because you don't really see Dr. Pepper and Pastor Cal unless things get dire, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they got Dr. Pia doing all their dirty work. So
Oh God.
Emily and Brennan. So remember, Brennan is the emotionally, like, just emotional robot. The guy that has no emotional capacity.
Oh, yes, the Russian guy.
The Russian dude. And Emily's a little blonde. So Emily, she really needs to throw in the towel, but she's, like, so committed to the process. Like, very much like Paige. Kristen Paige. Like, Paige should have threw in the towel, but she just kept going because she wants to make it work.
Yeah.
Brennan's still giving absolutely nothing. No emotion. No nothing. We also learn on the low from Emily that off camera, he's a bit, I think she said explosive. I think that was the word she used. And there was a moment we did catch once on camera where they were having some like discussion in the kitchen, not even an argument, just like a discussion. And you could see it was getting a lot for him. And he like slammed his fist on the table. I said, oh no. Oh, oh no. Oh no. Because that was him on camera. I know off camera he is like screaming at her, or he just has no emotional capacity. He doesn't know how to regulate his emotions. You could see him on camera in the sessions with Dr. Pia, like seething inside. Because he's so uncomfortable and he's so pissed that Emily is like bringing this stuff on camera. But she's also dying for advice. So she's bringing up shit that's happening between them.
Yeah. And he's miscommunicating, I'm sure, every day.
Miscommunicating, not communicating, giving nothing, serving jack shit. So in therapy with Dr. Pia, he says something about, you know, Emily broke my trust. She broke my trust when, I think he was saying when she, things that he wanted them to keep private, she brought up. Like in public, and is basically in this conversation trying to gaslight Emily into being the villain.
Yeah, bruh, come on now. One of the most iconic lines of this show is, "We couldn't have sex because your pH balance was off." That nigga said that out loud in a park. Out loud. This is not the place for like. No. I don't want this on camera. This isn't the time.
This is not. Yeah. So he tries to do this, and then what makes me so angry, and which is why I'm like, this couple gives me whiffs of Kristen Paige, is Dr. Pia basically plays along with his bullshit and says to Emily, you know, he's, you have to remember, Emily, like, Brennan's also having his own experience, and you're not validating him, and you can see Emily in that moment, she looks so... to me, unsafe, unprotected, like, I fucking hated watching that. And you could tell at this point, production is kind of forcing this relationship to keep going on because so many divorces have happened this season.
Right.
I think it was really up to Emily. If she really sat down, had a good, solid conversation with one of her friends, she would probably divorce. But you have Dr. Pia trying to keep her in. And that shit was crazy to me when she was like, you have to validate his experience. I was like, are you kidding
me? What? His experience that he does not like me?
Yeah, and he's telling me to hush and keep quiet about shit off camera? Yeah. That's basically what he was saying.
Right.
Ooh. So, yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. So,
Brennan, why did they sign him up for this?
I don't know. He had no business being on this show. Absolutely no business. Zero. Horrible. It's terrible.
I feel like we should start bringing people from the back to the front. Where's Gil? He's single.
That's what I'm saying. Can they reboot some people that were great?
Yeah.
People who were great that they mismatch and maybe want to try again. So that's Emily and Brennan. Claire and Cameron, the New Zealand guy. I don't know if I told you, they divorced already. So that's
okay. Well, that's all right.
He's now having like health issues, which is kind of odd. And Claire is trying to like be there for him, and he's like, I don't want you to be like, not in a rude way, but I see exactly what he's doing. He is trying to protect himself from this process. Once he got a whiff that this is some bullshit, he's like trying to just turn his back and forget that he signed up for this shit. Which kind of looks like
he doesn't even
live
in this country. He doesn't
even
live in this country.
He's trying to go. Yeah.
Which
might look like a bit, you know, cold at times to Claire, but I see exactly what he's doing. He wants no parts of this. And she's kind of drinking the Kool-Aid, and he's like, I can't. I just can't be around this. The pink hair girl, Beck and Austin, they're doing well. There are one the one like saving grace.
Shining hope. Yeah.
Shining hope. They've had sex now as well. So fantastic. They're doing really well.
God, it's been so long. Okay. All right.
I know. He was really holding out. She was dying. And finally he's giving in. So I told you, he's like going through, he's not really talking about it on camera, but I feel like he's going through like his own like spiritual Christian like reconciliation. I could like get that sense from him. He's now married. What does marriage mean in the context of that? Like he's wrestling with these ideas. And so he put the, he pumped the brakes when it came to sex, but now, now they've done it. So they're doing well. And then, yeah, next episode, we'll see, the guy who got, who had the runaway bride. He's getting remarried.
Oh, of course he is. I need a storyline somehow. Got to put 2 hours together somehow. Wow, Lifetime.
Wow, Lifetime.
Damn.
So we'll see how that goes. We meet the girl. She seems nice. She seems really, she's really pretty. Seems ready for this, but who the fuck knows? who knows? Yeah. And that's Married at First Sight.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I don't, they gotta, I don't know.
They gotta figure something out this year. They have to, I think they should take a year off, just like Real Housewives of New York. Take a year, reboot. Take a beat to end, reboot the experts, the whole thing.
The whole thing. This is not great. We have one couple out of five left.
And there's like zero hope, and there's also zero dialogue or entertainment or substance out of the other ones. That was a good part about season 12. Because season 12, there was only one shining hope, too. There was only Brianna and Vincent.
Brianna and Vincent, yeah.
Everybody else was a disaster.
A disaster. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is just not interesting to watch.
Right. They created conversation. The fact that what's her name was a full blown, that poor thing was drinking herself to the bone, had all them dogs sleeping in the bed with her. Remember Virginia?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Then she had that gay sister. Then he was full January 6th out, American flags all over the place, had a helicopter pad or some craziness. That was at least interesting.
They were interesting. Lord. Yeah, that's true.
This is just tragedy. This is tragic. Clara and Ryan. Was that the same season, Clara and Ryan?
Was that the same? That might have been. No.
No, no, no. It must have been different. That would have been crazy.
But yeah, I can't tell where they're from. But yeah, there was still Chris and Paige were a disaster, but it was still low-key and very entertaining to watch.
So entertaining. Yeah.
This shit, Emily and Brennan, I don't want to watch this. I feel so bad for this girl.
Yeah.
Dr. Pia being put in this position, working against her morals and ethics. I also don't want to watch that.
She pledged at her school when she was at the
to serve and protect. Exactly. And the harm that she's putting this child in, I can't.
Aww,
So, yeah, they need to figure something out because this is one of the worst. This is definitely one of the worst seasons.
Damn.
It's not great.
Oh, wow. Well.
But, yeah, that's it, guys. Let us know when you're watching.
Yes. Let us know.
And if you're watching MAFS, what you think the show needs. What's happening?
Yeah.
Do you have any tea that I don't know about the matchmaking process or Dr. Calm or Pastor Cal and Dr. Pepper? Are they part of production? Like, are they EP credits? Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Email twoblackgirlsfromrose@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
So fun.
Rate, review, subscribe, y'all. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonrose. Mm-hmm. Find us on Instagram. Tag us in your story. Find us on TikTok. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.